Welcome to another episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast, where we focus on building better businesses. I believe in order to be the best leader that you can be, you must be willing to be the first follower and have a servant mentality when you're in a leadership position. If you want to be the best leader that you possibly can be sure to stay tuned and listen to industry leaders and hear how they built winning cultures in their own businesses. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tactical Friday. You heard from her this past Monday, and she is back with us to help us update our brain. Stacy, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Zach. Thanks so much for having me again.
So I'm super excited about the tactics we're going to dive into today. We had such an amazing conversation on Monday that honestly, I think we're running into this from the time I was on your show, just from our off-screen time. We could have kept talking for days about everything we were going down. And I wanted to take the opportunity with you to get really granular. One thing you were talking about is updating your brain. And it's something that everybody needs to do. Change up that operating system. You know, find the way where you mentioned it. You know, my phone will update at the worst time possible. That Zoom update will pop up right before a podcast, right? And usually the updates and the what I took from it is like your update's going to happen at the most inopportune time if you don't make an effort to update it yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's how, you know, we talked about PTSD and the military stuff and how that can, you know, realistically, we didn't dive too hard in that conversation, but that can grip somebody. That staple can grip somebody and just tear them apart because they're stuck with that stigma. They're stigmatized by, oh, I have PTSD, right? And they never update their brain past the military, you don't actually have that. So I'm going to stop rambling because I'm too excited to hear, you know, give us those first couple steps. How would you take somebody down the path of updating their brain?
So deep question. Okay. And I know we have a very short period of time, so I'll give the Reader's Digest condensed version. So on Monday we talked about, you know, if you're part of the problem, you can't be part of the solution. So it's important to understand the phases of our life. So Massey's developmental chart is between the ages of 0 to 7. That is our imprint period. So we are a blank slate and our operating system, our program is written. Then between the ages of 8 to 13, we roll into what's known as our modeling phase. So have you ever seen the little boy walk like his dad or the little girl stand in front of a mirror and put makeup on like her mom?
My goddaughter's right there. Loves the makeup right now.
Yeah. Or the kid that's got a glass with ice in it and they swirl it. Mm-hmm. You know, the parents are drinkers, right? Yep. So the modeling phase goes from the ages of 8 to 13. Then at the age of 13, our teenagers lovingly take out their frontal lobe, they put it on a shelf, and they say, I'll come back sometime in my early 20s. This is called the socialization year. So the socialization years operate typically between the ages of 13 to 21. And this is where we've taken the program that's written, our imprint, we take the modeling and we apply it into our world. Our world known as junior high and high school. Okay. So your relationship with money, your relationship with relationships, with love, with communication, with leadership, with authority or lack thereof, or discipline or self-mastery, everything falls back to how it was imprinted and how you model it. So have you ever woke up one day and said, oh my God, I'm my mother? Or, oh my God, I'm my father. I can't believe this. That just came out.
I laughed too loud. I laughed way too loud at that. Oh man, I've had that moment. Darn it, Mom.
So what happens is we are deploying the unknown program that exists, right? So back when we could go to malls and grocery stores, right? You know how you would hear the same loop of music? Especially during the holidays, like Grandma got ran over by a reindeer 1,000 times a day. And it got to the point where you didn't hear it anymore. And it's not because management took pity on your soul and they just turned the music off. It's because your brain became numb to it. So because it became numb to it, it doesn't mean it's not playing and it doesn't mean that it's not being heard. It just means you're not listening to it anymore. The same thing happens with your brain. You are deploying your imprint, you're deploying what you practiced, and then you're deploying what you socialized. Then between the ages of 21-ish and 30, it's known as our business persona years. Our business persona years is where we identify our professional self. And it's all impacted by your imprint and your modeling and your socialization. So those up and downs, the not making money, the can't do this, the constant getting married, getting divorced, or breaking up, or whatever, all of that is a programmed process. So the brain that created today is incapable of creating a different tomorrow unless it's a different brain. And it's understanding that you actually have two minds, your conscious mind, your unconscious mind. Your conscious mind runs 10% of your life, but it's your conscious awareness. And it's that conscious awareness that's arrogant enough to think it runs 100% of your life. But think about it. That 90% that's going on, who's beating your heart as we're talking? Who's listening? Who's thinking? Who's taking notes? Who's running the blood through your veins? Who's reminding yourself to breathe? If you had to do that consciously, it would look like this. Oh, what did she say? Oh, quick, write it. Oh, crap, heartbeat. Oh, shit, lungs fill. Oh, I'm dead, right? It doesn't happen on a conscious level. Our unconscious mind's responsible for 90% of our life. So what we look for is that conscious-unconscious integration. Now, if you try to program your computer or your smart pad or your smartphone by yourself, it'd probably break in, I don't know, a second. If you hired someone to reprogram it for you or to fix it or to get the bugs out or to write the software, it would probably work effortlessly. Our brain, our success is no different. Because we are the creator of our reality, we need an external source to sit there and navigate the reprogramming. And let's just say, not all experts or professionals are created equally. There are some people who have knowledge that probably shouldn't. You know, because some people hear that neurolinguistics programming is a tool for manipulation. Well, you being a former police officer and you being in the military, you know a weapon in the right hands can be used for the right reasons and a weapon in the wrong hands can be used for the wrong reasons. Any tool can be used that way. So how do you do it? It's not about reading a book. It's not about taking a self-study class. It's about meaning business about your business, meaning business about your success, and putting you in front of someone that you resonate with, that you're in alignment with, that's willing to be real, transparent, vulnerable, because how can you be vulnerable if they're not going to be?
And you just hit a keyword, you know, something that my stance in Afghanistan shifted of my perception of leadership and what a great leader really is. And vulnerability is that leading characteristic that I think every leader absolutely has to possess in order to really attain their highest level of leadership. And the way you broke that down, I mean, it makes perfect sense, especially in this millennial generation, where you literally described myself, my peers, my whole group of everybody I've seen around me, of the way the ebbs and flows of their life have kind of gone. And it's really interesting because in my head, and this is a conversation I've had once or twice on the show, but not very often, about like the alpha mindset, mm-hmm. right? And knowing my background, knowing who I am, I've very much fulfilled that stance of like the alpha mindset. And it is a constant struggle to be vulnerable. And because my inner alpha is like, no, you don't show that weakness like you talked about, right? Mm-hmm. It's programmed to never show that. And so it's something that is literally a forced effort to be vulnerable at times, which then turns to something like, I know several NLP practitioners that honestly, conversations are fascinating, but they scare the hell out of me because they see the thing, right? Amber, as we talked about, there's another friend here, Aaron Morrison, that I connected with Amber, that is an NLP guy here. The conversations are terrifying sometimes because y'all have a way of seeing through the BS. Right? The facades that we put on. When you run into an individual like that, that's unwilling to be vulnerable and take the step to hire somebody, be coached by somebody like that, how do you kind of shape that conversation where for those alphas out here that are listening, that don't want to be vulnerable, they don't want to let the skeletons in the closet out. What do you say to those individuals?
You know, it's not necessarily about having to get down on a sofa and bare your soul, right? Vulnerability happens at all different levels. I was in St. Louis doing a training this past year, you know, when St. Louis wasn't surging as much, so we could do a live training then. And the martial art that you spoke about, I can't pronounce it to save my name.
Like Krav Maga.
Yes. So I had an instructor in class, total alpha male, and his brother, both of them very level three, and that's a values level zero judgment, with very strong values on how they appeared and how they looked. And for me, I meet people where they're at to take them where they want to go. And I decided a long time ago that I'm incapable of asking anybody to do something I'm not willing to do. So during class, I am 100% transparent, 100% vulnerable. Does that mean that you need to lay on a sofa and bare your soul and cry? No. That means that I create an environment to where it's a safe environment of possibilities. And it's a sacred space. And halfway through that training, both brothers stood up and said, "Do you know how much money we put in personal and professional development?" And I said, you're pretty versed, so I would venture to guess enough. And they go, "Do you know that they all hide behind suits? They all hide behind Mercedes and BMWs. They all hide behind bullshit." And he said, "You are transparent. You are so real. You've made me realize that there is hope in the development industry, that you're real." And I said, "How can I ever expect you to be real if I'm not willing to be real?" And the breakthroughs that these two men had, they realized that their alpha-ness was really the mask that they wore to where they were showing up how they were imprinted to show up. Their fathers told them real men don't cry. I mean, I could go on and on with all of that imprint. And what they really, really learned was that their deepest strength laid in their vulnerability. And their vulnerability didn't have to make them weak. Their vulnerability didn't have to expose them. Their vulnerability actually made them more connectable and relatable.
And I 100% agree. I've seen it in so many times, just in my own self, with my interactions with my soldiers, when the leader, the quote unquote in structure and in like environment leader, is able to be vulnerable, it gives the floor to that vulnerability. Right. Mm-hmm. And I love what you said. And this is like a huge shout out to the audience that I have that's military, law enforcement, or those business owners, because this is something we talked about offline, using myself as that example. As a cop, you put on the uniform and you're the cop, right? Mm-hmm. In the military, you put on the uniform and you're the soldier. That is your identity, right? And we talked about it where I've shifted now where it's my suit. When I put on my suit, I'm the businessman, right? Mm-hmm. And you said they all hide behind X, put in your blank. And I think that's a realization point that a lot of listeners should really grab a hold of, is like, what suit are you putting on? What are you hiding behind? Because we are all guilty of it. That will highly profess I'm guilty of, when I throw that suit on as businessman, it's, you know, Mr. Knight, CEO, no longer, hey, I'm Zach, right? Or if I put on the uniform still, it's Captain Knight. It's not, hey, I'm Zach. So like that identity is such a thing that I think we need to realize we're hiding behind. And that vulnerability, when you start letting it shine through, like you said, it changes the interaction. It changes what's in front of you. And it's a difficult process where it probably takes somebody, not probably, it definitely takes somebody keeping you accountable to that. Because keeping yourself accountable, like you said, you already said it, we lie to ourselves the most. So how can you keep yourself accountable if you're going to keep lying to yourself? So I absolutely love what you just said about it. It is, again, it's a scary conversation to have for a lot of us, especially of that alpha mindset. So I appreciate you sharing that with us. For the audience, remind them, where can they find you? How can they reach out? And of course, the podcast where they can listen to you.
Oh, thank you. So my podcast is the Sell Without Selling podcast, and we're on all podcast platforms, wherever you listen to your podcast. Best way to reach out to me is I'm on two platforms. First is Instagram. You can follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. And second, on Facebook, we have a private Sell Without Selling community that you're more than welcome to join. We have an immense amount of interaction on both platforms. And then last and definitely not least, if you want to have a personal conversation with me, you can come over to my website at pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. Let's get a 15-minute call on the schedule. I'd love to get to know you.
And because I know you won't do it, I want to highlight, since this is the tactical side of our show, I want to highlight on your website, you have trainings, you have workshops, you have all these services. I know you're not going to sell to the audience, so I'm going to do it for you. I highly encourage, go over there. And if you're, and I say this to the alphas out there that aren't maybe yet willing to make that phone call, right? They're not willing to schedule that call because we're scared and we don't want to do that. The resources on this website, go check out the resources, see what this life is about, and see how that reprogramming of your mind could really begin to reach that full potential. So head over to the website. There's several different areas that have different resources in that capacity. You know, start there if you're not willing to make that call. But Stacy, I appreciate the value. I appreciate you giving all this wisdom to the audience. And thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you so much for having me. And if I could leave them with one thing, get out of your way so that you can get on your way so you can finally have your way.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast. And I hope you got a ton of value out of what we talked about today. I also want to remind you that this show is brought to you by Knight Protection Services. If you're a leader in a small to mid-sized business that does $5 to $10 million a year in revenue and want to improve retention costs, which could actually add up to being twice your employee's salary, all through creating a safer work environment and saving up to 25% in insurance costs, be sure to visit nightprotectionllc.com.